deceived me, now here's a surprise.
Hello, listeners. Good afternoon. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas, and I hope you have a wonderful New Year. This is the Out of This World radio program with me, your host, Ted Marr. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in the Seattle area and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers in the world on our program, and I guarantee it'll be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to. First off, before we start the program today, there's a friend of mine. His name is Dale Ross. He's the husband of Candia Sanders. Candia will be coming on my program next month on January 21st as a medical intuitive psychic. And her husband, Dale, has cancer. If we could have a moment of silence, I want everyone listening out there to say a prayer for Dale's speedy recovery from prostate cancer. I know it's affected the family, and I do believe in the power of prayer to help people. So if we could just take maybe 10 seconds and just think good thoughts for Dale to get a speedy recovery from his prostate cancer. All right. Thank you very much, audience. Candia is also starting a healing center for cancer and other ailments at her Vancouver center. She's collecting donations currently for what's called a Raymond Rife machine. The Raymond Rife machine is a machine that raises people's vibrations, and it's been very successful in the past at curing cancer. In the late 1930s, this doctor named Dr. Raymond Rife took 9 or 10 different terminally ill cancer patients, and he cured them all. Candy would like to buy a machine for her healing center. It'll be nonprofit, solely based on helping people. If you'd like to donate, please call Candia at 360-608-9555, or you can go to my website, www.outofthisworld1150.com, for further information. For those who just tuned in, this is Out of This World with your host, Ted Marr. Our next guest is Dr. Louis Turi. Dr. Turi is probably the best-known psychic and astrologer in Europe and one of the best psychics and astrologers in the world. He's the personal counselor of many celebrities, including Ivana Trump, Peter Fonda, Gary Busey, Dennis Habert, John Gray, and many others. He's a favorite guest of George Norrie on the Coast to Coast radio program, the BBC in London, and has appeared on numerous television shows worldwide. He uses what he calls astropsychology in predicting future events, and his past predictions have been very, very accurate. He is a trained medical doctor and uses the methods used by Nostradamus to predict the future. Nostradamus, as I'm sure you know, was a famous 16th century French prophet who predicted World War I, World War II, and the rise of Adolf Hitler, among many other predictions. Dr. Turi, are you there?
I am here. I would take the opportunity to thank you, Ted, and of course, your co-host, Carol, to have me on your show. I'd like to kind of correct you a little bit here. I teach medical doctors. I teach who is who in America in reconstructive cancer surgery. I am myself a cancer survivor, and I did heal people who had prostate cancer. And in fact, I hope that one of these days I will be able to teach my expertise at Sunday's retreats in the future. So as I said, my methodology or astropsychology also involve the medical aspect of the stars. Again, something I teach to traditionally educated physicians.
Oh, well, that's wonderful news, Dr. Turi. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. After the program, I'd like to put you in touch with Candy. I'm sure she'd love to talk to you about her husband's condition. Tell us, Dr. Turi, a little bit about your background, how you got interested in this field, and how long you've been doing this.
Well, basically, I was born in the south of France, in the same area as Nostradamus, the great prophet. And again, I have nothing to do with Nostradamus, apart from that I share the same stars. But I was raised by my mother and my grandmother, and both of those ladies are highly, highly spiritual. But again, you got to have an inborn gift in order to be doing what you do best. I mean, you will never, ever train anybody to sing and dance like Michael Jackson. There are no schools that produce Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington. You've got to have what you call an inborn UCI or unique celestial identity to be able to do what you do. And I was born with the right stars, and that may be because I was born under the same stars as Nostradamus. That I am reviving his methodology and making my prediction literally unarguable. And as a matter of fact, with your permission, Ted, I will ask your audience to get a pen and a piece of paper, and I'm going to give some dates so that they can check on my claims.
Oh, okay, wonderful idea.
So the first set of dates I'm going to give is just the next 3 days. Sad enough, people have a very short memory. Within the next 3 days, what I see, it's already taking place. If you look at the news with the NSA, with the judge reversing his verdict, basically anything to do with the police, with drama, with death, with secrets, with the NSA, and terrorism is what the next couple of days or so will be about. So it's pretty much like a wake-up call offered to every one of us, and that's where you have to be careful, because the police is usually very, very active. This type of window produced the Rodney King beating. This type of window always directly affect the police and drive crazy people to kill people everywhere. So the next couple of days, you've got to be quite cautious because of this negative window. So that's the first date I'm giving you, December 28th and 29th. The second date I'm going to give you is for a sudden release of energy, which means, of course, earthquakes, tornado, tsunami. We're talking about earthquake always above 6.0. When I give those dates, January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, it's always involving earthquake above 6.0. And, of course, I have more than proof in my repetitive predictions that are sent to USGS and NASA, but for some reason they still think my inaugural work is still pseudoscience. Anything to do with the cosmos, time to go and look for UFOs, time to deal with things that are exceptional and different. So this is going to be a shocking, surprising 3 days. Again, the dates are January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The last date I'm going to give is a bad, bad one. It's January the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And that is where I see something that will force thousands of people to relocate again because of natural disaster or because of a governmental decision. Political values maybe will be also being checked up. And again, if you want to know about my previous predictions, and all you got to do is to Google December predictions Dr. Cherry, and you will see pretty much the way I work, the quatrain that Nostradamus used. And unlike Nostradamus, I add to my quatrain very obvious keywords that enunciate the three sets of dates that I just gave you. So the idea is to make, you have made note now, you have made those notes, and when come those days, the future has and will always be my utmost faithful witness. So be ready, because it will happen.
Well, Dr. Turi, that's fascinating. Do you have any predictions as to where these events might occur here in the United States or perhaps elsewhere?
Well, again, when it comes to earthquakes, I have tried to reach the California Institute. I've tried to reach so many different geologist groups, asking them and making them aware that each time they are giving warning, it's usually too late. The needle is already vibrating. At least I'm giving you a very precise timing. And I'm always asking the scientific community to give me a chance and to work with me, because my timing is inarguable, is repetitive, and can scientifically be understood and used. And with their sophisticated equipment, they have a better aptitude to check on the activity of the fault. So we would do very well working together, but the scientific community is very afraid of the word ridicule and still think, as I said earlier, that all my work is pseudoscience. And sad enough, it is not for them. And for us, it is not a pseudoscience. It's very real. And it all happened. All they can do is what they did since 1991, that I am doing this work, is scratching their very educated head, wondering how I can do it. So without your taxes, I can give you a very precise timing. And the Seismology Institute of Pasadena in NASA sucks all your taxes, and they will never give you either a timing or a location. I'm giving you the timing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fascinating, Dr. Turi. I've been reminded we should take a break here just for a minute or two, and then we'll be right back.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise.
Hello, friends. My name's Ted Marr. I'm the radio show host of the Out of This World radio program. We focus in on psychic phenomenon and metaphysics. We have in a studio today one of the best astrologers and tarot readers in the Seattle area, Karen Winland. Karen, how did you become interested in this field?
Because I'm a control freak, like most of us. I need to know what's going on in life. And so tarot and astrology just answer those questions for us. Tarot is a present tense oracle. It talks about what's going on in life right now. And astrology looks at the big picture and says, am I headed the way I want to be? Am I being who I want to be?
Karen, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like a reading?
Show up at East West Bookshop every Friday, or you can email me at karen@seattleastrologer.com. Again, you can reach me at East West Bookshop every Friday, or at karen@seattleastrologer.com.
Thanks, Karen.
Hello, listeners. This is Ted Marr, the host of the Out of This World radio program, and I'd like to tell you about Candia Sanders. She's considered one of the best intuitive and energetic healers in the Northwest, and I'd like to introduce you to my audience. Candia, could you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself and the services you provide?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Ted. I am an energetic healer and intuitive. I read the emotional, mental, physical, and sexual body, and then I align them for health and vitality. People come to me for relationships, for career issues, and most importantly, their health. And then, like I said, I can see into the body, and I do my magic and align them, and people come back happy and healthy and feeling alive and spirited.
Wonderful. You probably pick up where the medical profession leaves off, I assume.
That is my job.
Well, good. And, Candy, how long have you been doing this?
I have been intuitive since I was little, and I mean 4 years old. Medical intuitive in the 90s and the healing in the 90s. So I've integrated those into my work for the last nearly 15 years.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, friends, if you need the help of an excellent intuitive and healer, I strongly urge you to contact Candia. Her link's on my website, which is www.wix.com/out of this world. And I've actually had her do some work for myself, and I've been very happy, and I strongly recommend her to all my listeners.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to this fascinating discussion with Dr. Turi. We were discussing off the record a little bit about his predictions for the future. Dr. Turi, what kind of reaction have you gotten from the scientific community in the United States and elsewhere to your predictions?
Well, they see me as a conflict of interest because I can't do all that without the billions of dollars in building all this sophisticated equipment. And again, those equipment, by the time the needle moves, it's too late. The earthquake is already there. The tsunami is already there. Right. And I gave you the exact date of the tsunami and Katrina on national radio. They should listen to me. But as I said, you know, there is conspiracies, there is matrixes that are not willing to invest investigate or invest in me because they're going to lose money. It's a long story, and the result is my voice is being muted. And God thinks there are people like you and Carol and George Norrie and many other radio and TV hosts that are giving me that voice because when comes the result, they all realize maybe we should listen to Dr. Turi a little bit more.
Well, I think what would help to distinguish perhaps Dr. Therese is maybe I could ask you a few questions about the psychic field itself.
Right.
I know we live in this third density, a third dimension, but many good psychics like yourself and astrologists, they go into the other dimensions, fifth, sixth, seventh, etc. And from my understanding of the higher dimensions, once you go into those different higher dimensions, you enter a field where there's only pure truth, and a good psychic or astrologer will access that pure truth. Hence, your ability to accurately predict the future and what can happen. What's your viewpoint on that, Dr. Turi?
Let me clarify another point right away. Not that I don't believe in psychics, because my mom always tells me you're much more psychic than what you will ever be able to realize. Mm-hmm. But I use a software that I design, and it's the same type of software that NASA used to send the shuttle. But scientists only can see to the end of their nose, or they can only use their five limited human senses. They do not realize that the planets are an intrinsic part of the universe, directly related to Mother Earth and to every single human being. That's where the word lunatic, moody, and crabby comes from. And the moon is full because she's our closest satellite. And because Jupiter or Pluto is far away, that means that the distance is not affecting us. This is ridiculous. The software that I use allows me to put the planet in a position and give me the timing for when this energy will be translating into the news. Murder, accident, earthquakes, dramatic news, relocation, all the things that I did over the year. So I am just a very different type of scientist. I am basically today teaching the astrogeologist of the future. When those generations understand the face and the tools of God and understand the supraconscious in time and space and the dynamic, the gearbox of the universe, they will be able to do much better than me because I can only do so much. So I'm building the background for future astrologists. Now, there are times when the 11-11 comes up pretty much every night, as far as I'm concerned, translating dream interpretation, things of this nature, psychic things like gold that pop up in the back of my house after asking God if I should give my work for free to the public. I mean, things of this nature are definitely without answers. But as far as my work is concerned, anybody can do it, providing the person gather cosmic consciousness and understand the face and the tools of the new cosmic God I am promoting and helping society to realize. And this is why, again, in the Bible, it is said, I'll talk to you, you won't hear me. I present myself to you, you won't see me. You have to raise your cosmic consciousness and understand that God created the stars and the heavens for more than the sake of beauty. He gave it to us for interpretations so that we lead a safer and more productive life. Mm-hmm. But humanity has not yet raised to that level. Mm-hmm. So again, I do not understand exactly the word psychic and how it works, but I can certainly give you all the basics on how I do my prediction and read people much better than what they could even analyze themselves. And that is all through the science of astropsychology. And God thinks I do. My work require people to be smart enough and to be curious. My work is not for the feeble-minded, so to speak. And that's why I have a lot of students that took my home course. They can do as good as I do, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, Dr. Turi. Would you compare perhaps the state of mind of the scientific community in the world today to perhaps back in the 15th and 16th centuries, where some scientists thought that the world was flat, and that when Christopher Columbus sailed over the ocean to go to North America, that he might fall off, or that yes. the Earth was the center of the solar system,
right.
and all the planets, contrary to Galileo, revolved around the Earth. It strikes me as the argument is similar to that, in that there are viable other dimensions of existence out there far beyond this one.
It's just
that our scientists are stuck in many of them are stuck in a paradigm where they're in these old ways where they don't.
It has to do where they natal with their natal cosmic UCI. Mm-hmm. Now UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. I'm looking at your chart, and I can look at your chart that you have a tremendous amount of past life as a female, and this doesn't take anything away from your masculinity in his lifetime. But those lives were spent with disappeared civilizations, the Mayan, the Incas, the Sumerian, and the Atlantid, where you have learned all about the true cosmic God, so to speak. And you are more... Your UCI is very receptive. Your UCI is curious, is intuitive, is creative. And those that are born with a very logical, rational UCI, they just cannot enter the archetypal realm of consciousness. They can only accept what they see and what they touch. And God thanks for that, because we need people to build gearbox and solid bridges. These are the engineers, the atheists, the skeptics, what I call the young souls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, contrary to those people, you do have people like Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Madame Blavatsky, yourself, Dr. Cherie, and many, many mediums and psychic and spiritualists out there. Those people were born, again, with a very interesting set of planets that makes them very, very receptive. Now, let's go back to Christopher Columbus. First of all, he never discovered anything. America has always been here.
That's true. You're right.
What I'm trying to tell you, he was born in time and space where he had the opportunity through his stars to take on long voyage and discover America, put it this way. But the stars were also moving on that direction. Last 2,000 years, the world was under the jurisdiction of a planet called Neptune. Neptune rules Pisces. And Pisces was confinement, church, synagogue, religion, asylum, drugs, pot, anything to do with the subconscious, fear, dementia, schizophrenia, the chemicals, the pharmaceutical industry, the movie industry. So this planet has been in charge of the world last 2,000 years. But since 1945, a new planet came in, and this planet is called Uranus, who rules the sign of Aquarius, or the new age of Aquarius, which I am overloaded myself. And Neptune is a dreamer, is a religious type of planet who operates using faith and imagination, while Uranus is more of a scientist and the genius energy of the zodiac. This means in less than 50 years, humanity has made more progress than 2,000 years spent into the world of Neptune, or the sign of Pisces. Mm-hmm. Now, Pisces is a symbol chosen subconsciously by Christianity that represent the fish swimming downstreams. In hell, in deception, in illusion, in drugs, in chemicals, religious fanatics, and terrorism. That's the negative fish that swims downstream. The positive fish are people born with a dragon's head in Pisces, like Edgar Cayce, Madame Blavatsky, and Nostradamus. These people are set to dwell with the subconscious and be able to jump in time and space and doing some astral projection and be able to see the future. So you got to have the natal print that allows you to dance like Michael Jackson, to fight like Muhammad Ali, to deal with the stars like Dr. Cherie, or to be on the radio like you, George Norrie, or Art Bell. You already are set by the cosmic code, by God's will, to do a very specific job in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have cosmic consciousness, then you're going to become a robot of your stars. and in reference to the Dark Dynasty, Paterson, this gentleman is overloaded with his dragon steel in the religious sign of Sagittarius, and he's just regurgitate the Bible. When you look at it, he does not know that he is a born missionary, he is a born minister, and is the patriarch of a reality show that is very successful because it resonates like 99.0999% of the American population, which are non-educated, you know, easily entertained and gullible. And that's where the problem is. The reality of God is far, very far from what Christianity wants you to believe.
Very interesting comment, Dr. Turi. I'm sorry we have to take another, we'll take a quick break here, but I'd like to give our phone number for people who would like to call. If you're within Western Washington, we have a toll-free number at 1-888-298-5569, or if you're out of the area, our phone number here to the studio live is area code 425-373-5527. We will welcome your calls. We'll get it in as best as we can. We'll take a break now. We'll be right back.
Hello, listeners. This is Ted Marr, the host of the Out of This World radio program, and I'd like to tell you about Mr. John Ho. He's considered one of the best scholars in Nostradamus and has an amazing track record of predicting all the winners of the U.S. presidential election with 100% accuracy for the past 44 years, as well as being able to accurately predict the weather patterns and political, social, and economic events, both in this country and around the world. Every year, Mr. Ho publishes his predictions book, and we are very fortunate to have him now tell us about his latest publication, including his predictions for 2013 and 2014, including the Hopi Indian prophecies. John, could you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be interested in Nostradamus?
I have always been fascinated with the patterns of history, more fascinated like a doctor is about the patterns of disease, try to cure the problem. One sees in the past a continuing repetition of the same mistakes in different costumes and different political and religious persuasions in different cultures, but essentially it seems the more we change, the more we stay the same. And there seems to be a critical mass of these collective habits reaching a singularity in the next few decades, where if humanity does not break out of this cycle of repetition, the civilization is threatened. So my books, which are 23 and counting right now since 1987, and published in 19 languages, deal often with futurology and the more subjective science of prophecy, the traditions around the world, of which the most important of these prophetic figures is Nostradamus, which is what I'm best known for on History Channel and television, as well as in my book.
Fascinating. John, where can people obtain a copy?
Well, this book is called Predictions for 2013-2014 because it is essentially a look at a period of time between May of this year, 2013, till the end of 2014, which is literally a breath of fresh air of reform can happen to limit the impact of quickening history, which is going to begin in the next 10 years to be some of the most upheavalful and disruptive and revolutionary periods that human history has ever known. And so we are in a period right now, and this book describes it in all the dimensions, from politics to religion to economy to global warming, ecology, and human consciousness, that looks at forecasts dealing with how we can lessen the blow of these quickening times that are coming in the mid-decade, or even avert and speed up the possibility of what is also often promised in the future as a more balanced human race, a more enlightened human race living in the golden age.
Fascinating. Well, I think your book is on point, and especially right now at this time in history. And listeners, I strongly recommend everyone to obtain a copy of this publication. It's nearly 500 pages long, and it contains so much information that we really can't do justice to it in this short commercial. I purchased a copy myself, and I think it's one of the best prophecy publications that I've ever read. For only $12.50, you can have a copy of the full work, or for only $3.99, you can obtain a shortened version.
For more information, please visit my website at outofthisworld1150.wix.com/outofthisworld.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise.
Hello, friends. We're back on the air live, broadcasting from KKNW, 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington. We have on the line Dr. Lewis Turry. He's the one of the best astrologists in Europe. Dr. Turry, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you okay, Ted. You come on loud and clear.
Oh, good, good. I was going to ask you, I was born in November, and I was wondering if you could tell me perhaps a little bit about my sign.
Well, basically, you're a Scorpio, and you have a stinger. The stinger represents the misuse of all your past life, all the witchcraft residue of your past life. If you don't have cosmic consciousness, you're going to become a robot of your stars. And the stinger is jealousy, resentment, suspicion, sarcasm, self-destruction. So you got to kill the scorpion, and you have to become the eagle or the phoenix of the zodiac. Your head of the dragon is in Capricorn, which is exactly the same than President Kennedy, and that makes you detail-oriented, a born scientist, politician with an appreciation for classical music. Basically, your hidden dragon is Gemini, which means you're messengers of the gods, and that's why you are on the radio world, put it this way.
Fascinating.
Again, your past life evolved with all this disappeared civilization where you were very much a medicine woman, or what we call in French a witch, a white witch. and you carry with you in this dense physical world all the values of your spiritual work, and all you're doing is through your messengers of the god, hidden dragon in Gemini, to pass it on to the rest of the world.
Fascinating.
There is so much about you, but, you know, like all Scorpio, you're private, and there is a lot of things that I cannot say.
That's fine.
But I got one quick question for you. Do you suffer headaches or sinuses or not?
I don't suffer headaches usually.
No, you don't have any stitches on your head, no accident on the head?
Well, it's interesting you say that. In 1978, I was hit head-on at 110 miles an hour by a drunk driver. My jaw split in half. I had an addled brain after that.
Yeah.
And I suffer tinnitus in both ears. So.
Well, again, I saw a low energy on the head. That's why I caution you, especially on your negative cosmic biorhythm. Mm-hmm. You need to understand that if you do not understand your relationship with God, how He designed you through the cosmic code, mm-hmm. all you're going to do is behave like a robot. You're going to reflect your stars. But if you own cosmic consciousness, then the part of God in you, which is stronger than your dragon and all the planets, you can control it. It's stronger than all the stars. Mm-hmm. So cosmic consciousness is literally owning your own salvation and realizing how God speaks through the sign and making a good use of all the dynamics involving your relationship with the divine.
Fascinating analysis, Dr. Turry. Now, not to put my friend on the spot, but my friend Carol was born 6 days later than me in November 8th. Now, she's a Scorpio as well, but
Carol was not born with the same moon. She's born a few days after you. She has the moon in a very competitive sign of Aries. So she has that competitive age, and I believe she's following you from your past life. She could have been a mother to you. She could have been a wife to you. She could have been – you definitely have a soulmate. And soulmate relationship can only be the best or the worst, depending, again, on how both of you can relate to each other, but you seem to be more patient, more calculated, more organized, so to speak. Carol is more of the impatient, even though that she has the quietness of the dragon's head and tail in Cancer, Capricorn, and Venus, Scorpio, water Scorpio, so to speak. Like you, she regenerates with metaphysics, with investigation, with natural healing. She's also a white witch. Both of you have a lot of past lives spent together during those disappeared civilizations.
Fascinating, really interesting, Dr. Turi. I'm speechless.
That's nothing. Trust me, I can't even. It's not even the tip of the iceberg of what I could say to you. That's what I can do for now in public.
Wonderful, wonderful. We'll have to follow it up sometime soon.
Sure.
I was wondering what you might see in terms of the economy for the United States, and also in terms of the weather too. I've read predictions from other. Mm-hmm. Others who said that, for example, the Midwest may experience a drought this summer. I don't know.
Well, I can only relate to what I know. As far as the economy is concerned, back in 2007, coast to coast, I told George Norrie to be ready for a full restructure of the United States economy. He probably was the first one who pronounced the word economy in public. Mm-hmm. And then I said it will be over by the end of 2012, and America is going to go back strong after that. The tail of the dragon, as I'm speaking to you right now, is in Scorpio. Right now, Scorpio was anything that is secret, the NSA, the police, the IRS, corporate investment, criminal. And this nasty, deadly dragon has produced the Adam Lanza murder of so many children and so many crazy lunatics over there that have killed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I also predicted on the radio that the IRS will be a restructure and the FBI will be caught doing something stupid with prostitution. And all my predictions, of course, are dated, printed, published on radio and television. That's simply unarguable if you want to do the mental gymnastic to check them up. But this nasty dragon has forced a lot of people to get involved in secret, in mystery, in death, and has helped Scorpio to do a lot of deep soul searching, and not only Scorpio, but all the water signs. And you could be a Leo, you still might have a very strong Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio in your makeup, in your UCI. Mm-hmm. Now, this dragon will be removed in February. The new dragon is Aries, and Aries rules Germany. It rules aggressivity. Aries is a very nasty war sign, and is coming for the next year and a half to regulate the world. Aries also will revive the negative spirit of Hitler, which was born in April, and in Germany, which is also an Aries country. That's why the German language is very army-like, and they were the best as far as technology and machinery is concerned. So this nasty Aries dragon will affect, and is already in effect, is already operational. It will affect anything and everything that has to do with color, with racism. So I'm expecting a hell of a lot of problems with this nasty dragon that will get any excuse to kill because you don't have the same color of skin. And the lesson here is to realize that all human beings bleed red, regardless of their colors, their heart is red and bleed red. So those who don't have cosmic consciousness and no education will turn into monsters, so to speak, to try to save their fear of losing the white battle, so to speak. The good news is that the head of the dragon is in Libra. And Libra rules the law. So a lot of laws will be reinstated. Laws can work for us to use diplomacy, but laws can go against the United States because if there is any problems with North Korea, because of the treaty, because of the regulation and specific laws, America has to help ally. So I'm expecting the next year and a half to be quite interesting. And as far as the weather is concerned, 19 days before the 19th death of the Arizona firemen. I predicted it. I put it on the internet exactly 19 days before. And again, it's there. You could check it, obviously. I predicted that to expect a lot of wildfire, a full restructure of the fire agencies, the national forestry, all sorts of new regulations have been in place. And on the very day that I made this prediction, I also mentioned that the problems will be when they finally realize, after spending millions of dollars of tax, why those guys died. The very day that they made it on CNN, I said the reason why they died is because Mercury was retrograde, and Mercury was communication, and there were a tremendous amount of miscommunication on these days that could have affected the radio and all that is to bring safety to the rest of the crew. So I could have saved all this money, tax money, and use it to build my own astrophysical school and stop producing the monster of ignorance that could end in this world in the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I asked about I was curious about the weather because they said that there would be next year would be a year of extremes.
Extreme heat and fire, yes.
I see.
Then the dragon will be moving into the sign of Pisces in 2017. And that's where you will have a full restructure of religion. America will be probably digging for its own oil by then. The Middle East will be in the process of being completely restructured. Mm-hmm. The Middle East will not be as it is today. So there is quite a lot of prediction that I have. In fact, I'm offering your audience a 50% 12-month subscription to the Cosmic Code for the 10 first callers. Of course, they have to call the office after the show. But I'm offering your audience the first 10 callers that call my office, Terania will pick up the phone, 50%. So you can join the Cosmic Code for 12 months, okay? Instead of paying $100, you'll pay only $50. And I'm going to be taking care of you personally every single month by doing your personal forecast, giving you the SOS window, and educate you on the Cosmic Code and the new face of God.
Well, that's incredible, Dr. Turi. That's an amazing offer. Do you see now? Some people have mentioned a future conflict in the Middle East, possibly leading to World War III, which I hope to God doesn't happen. Do you see anything like that in the future?
Yeah. As I said, in 2007, I can only repeat myself. Once the tail of the dragon move in Pisces. Pisces was the Middle East. That's why the Arab speaks under the water. I'm using metaphors so you understand.
Yes.
The Arabs are like the fish. That's where you have the oil. Pisces was the oil, and poisoning the body, the mind, and the soul. The Middle East poisoned the air with oil, and they poisoned the spirit because the three deadliest, the youngest religion, were born in the Middle East. The Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, they were all born in the Middle East. That's mm-hmm. where Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, and that's where the cancer of the world started to grow, so to speak. That's where the initial ministry of Jesus was changed by the Illuminati. The three wise men following the stars were nothing else than the wise men, wise astrology and extraterrestrial, that came down following the stars, and you don't follow the stars by running after the stars unless you have turbocharged camel. Mm-hmm. They came and educate Jesus. They brought Jesus cosmic consciousness, and Jesus' mission, Jesus' ministry was to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens through the stars. But the Illuminati do not want to give you anything because ignorance is evil, knowledge is power. And when you control the source of information, you end up controlling entire societies. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on. That's why if you look at the flag of the Arabs, it's the moon and it's the stars. Oh. And if you Google the Dead Sea Scroll and add Dr. Turi, or if you want to know about what it means to be gay, because you don't become gay, you're born gay. Then you have to Google gay and type Dr. Curie behind anything you want. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote since 1991, I wrote thousands of newsletters with every single topic you may be interested. All you got to do is to type your request and add Dr. Curie behind it. And I'm sure you will find an answer to your question.
You know, Dr. Curie, I just thought of something interesting. I wanted to ask you this question. From what I've read, in Europe up until the 16th or 17th century, astrology was an integral part of many college studies, higher learning. But then after the scientific revolution of the 17th century, it was taken out. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Jewish religion at the early beginning, before they start to kiss a wall, it was all about astrology. Uh-huh. And the oldest relic of a church was found under the foundation of a jail. I mean, Pisces, Neptune rules confinement. Church, a synagogue, a jail, hospital, crazy houses, funny farms, the drug administration, oil, the Middle East. That's where it all started. But people are gullible. They are God-fearing. They're afraid to move forward and to ask for their salvation. They are afraid to see the face and the tools of God. They make a good use of what God has created. Again, God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs so that you lead a safer, productive life. You've got to ask for it without fear. My God's not going to send you to hell because you're already on hell in stupidity and fears. And that's why you can't control your destiny. But once you control your destiny, once you have the cosmic consciousness, there's absolutely nothing you cannot do. That's why I came in this country in 1984. I was homeless. Mm-hmm. I was totally homeless. Mm-hmm. Now I have emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. I've got it all and more. Mm-hmm. But I knew a little bit more than the regular Joe Sixpack out there in the street. And that's where you need to be curious and take chances. Let me, before I forget, Obama, our president, I made some nasty prediction for the president sad enough, and I'm not afraid to write directly to the NSA or to a bunch of FBI that infiltrate my website. And physically, they also came in my house. The end of February and the beginning of January will be very, very dangerous and very negative for President Obama.
Really?
And I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay.
I'm not going to say, I don't want to stimulate crazy people to go and hurt our president, because all I'm doing, and I know, trust me, they are listening every word I say out there. The NSA is doing that, especially with Dr. Curie and his predictions. They really pay attention to my work. I'm doing this because I want the NSA, the FBI, the security service to be much more conscious and much more prepared comes the end of February and the beginning of January. This window here will be very, very dangerous or very negative for our president. And I want those guys to be aware of it and double their security.
Well, let us hope that they're listening to this program as we
speak. Oh, they are. You'd be sure of that.
That they heed Dr. Turi's excellent advice. Worst case scenario, if you're wrong, fine. But if you're right, it's better to be forewarned. It's better to
now
be.
Now you got it.
Yeah.
Now you got it.
It's better to look at something be forewarned rather than look at something in hindsight.
Yes. I even wrote President Assassination and throw it on the internet just to attract those FBI agents. And I told them, why do you think I'm doing this? To hurt our president? I'm confident. I'm not cocky. I'm confident. I know what I'm talking about because the past is proving me right. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I brought you here is because I want you to pay more attention. Your warning for me to stop warning the world or warning the president is not going to cut it. I will still do what I do because I'm aware of it. And I'm trying all that I can to do what I can to help people to realize they are robots of their stars. They have absolutely no clue. You know, you've got people that decide to go and take a cruise after the full moon. The next thing you know, the cruise liner end up like the Titanic or this Italian ship that went belly up.
Oh, right.
They die, they drown, they get sick. You've right. got to start to synchronize with our closest satellite. Mm-hmm. The moon and the planets are much more than dead rocks hanging there for the sake of beauty. Mm-hmm. They are part of our inner essence. We are the children of the universe. We're made of the essence of all those stars. They have an intrinsic part in every part of our body, in the medical aspect of my work, and most specifically in the brain. They are affecting your brain, your computer. The universal mind is affecting the human mind. And now you have all those scientists in their ridiculous researches looking for the gene that produce gays, that produce bullies, that produce criminals. My God, the answer is so easy, but they are so stubborn. They think they know better, and they would rather die than to accept a stupid little Frenchman from France that came here with nothing, knows better than all these educated guys. And that's what the problem is. It is a spiritual, egocentric attitude, and I cannot just blame them enough for all the people who are dying left and right because of their stupidity. Sorry, I get passionate.
That's
now.
All right, Dr. Turi. The focus of this program is to raise consciousness, and what you've just said is one of the most profound statements I've ever heard.
Thank you, Ted. And again, you know, you have to remember, God did not put humanity on Earth to end up a very suffocating life. And no way.
That's right.
The superconscious in time and space is the power of your thought. I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to really pay attention, okay? Really pay attention. And I want you to repeat that every single night when you go to bed. My future is nothing else than the reincarnation of my thoughts. My future is nothing else than a reincarnation of my thoughts. It's pretty much what Einstein was saying, that, you know, your imagination is the pre-run of the movies of your life, so to speak. Now, you cannot feed evil. You cannot be negative and expect to attract the light. You cannot be envious and jealous of someone and then attract the same thing. And I got so many examples in the many books that I wrote on the supraconscious in time and space. We are not doomed. Humanity is right now undergoing an uplifting of this perception of the divine, and God himself, the old God, is dying. Life is a constant process of changes. Mm-hmm. You've got to accept that. Physically and spiritually, we are constantly upgrading. And now, there is a new God around the corner. And that's why you have all the atheist, the skeptic, the agnostics, that says, oh, God is just bull. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. No. Religion and the way you've been taught about God is bull. And I completely and entirely agree with you, because all religions have created more death and more drama than all the natural disaster and all the disease combined together. I understand that. But never, ever forget that you are a child of the universe. You're part of creation, and you have been made in the image of God. That means you like it or not, you know it or not, you are a God in training on this dense physical world, and you have to ask for his power to work on your favor. And you ain't going to get it unless you stop being stupid, being agnostic, being skeptic, and being non-curious. You've got to ask in order to receive. And that is the new God, the new cosmic God that I can hear, that I can see, and I can translate with the prediction I just gave you earlier in your program. Mm-hmm. So when these happen, okay, well, you know where Dr. Turi is, and if you want to learn more about the secret of the cosmic code and understand your creator a little bit better outside of him signing you to hell, then you need to go to the cosmic code website, and I take care of you every single day of your life. That's what we do here.
Well, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup, Dr. Turi. It's been wonderful. I know a little French. Well, I couldn't agree more with what you said, Dr. Turi. We are indeed children of the universe. And one thing I learned many years ago living in India, we're actually all God's children.
You got it.
And in India, of course, they've had tremendous conflicts between the Hindus and Muslims and even Christians. And one thing I came away with there, many lessons I learned in India, was not only karma and reincarnation, but the fact that we are all humanity.
Exactly. And incidentally, I got a lot of hits. I got millions of hits from India. These people are very spiritual, and they have an intrinsic relationship with astrology. Sad enough, in Asia, they have forgotten what the dragon is all about. To them, the dragon is folklore. It's like the face and the tools of God turned into the codification of part of the Bible that is written by man. The dragon is just something to play around with the 12, the tiger, the horse, the pig, the rat. Those the Oriental and the Occidental astrology are exactly the same. It is the way that I deal with it. The Nostradamus 16th century divine astrology.
Okay. Dr. Terry?